Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chaf Vav. We're going to pick up on Chaf Hey Amud Beis. We're going to be dealing with a lot of the sugya that we dealt with yesterday, at least in the beginning. So it says the Gemara is second line up from the bottom on Chaf Hey Amud Beis. Meisvei. Hatolesh. So this is going on. The halacha, Resh Lakish said a halacha, that when they argue about whether you can use the wool or the fleece that comes off of the animal, that to the extent it's permitted, it's only permitted once the chacham, the mumcha, has come, the expert has come and said that the animal actually has a mum. But if it was from before that, Reish Lakish says that no one would argue that you're allowed to keep or use that fleece. So says the Braisa, Tolesh Tzemer Min Bechar Tam, that if someone separates, he plucks wool from a Bechar who's a Tam, who on face value means that he does not have a mum. So then, Afal Pish and Nolad Bo Mum, even though later it gets a mum, Ushechato, and then he shechts it, and sometimes shechting comes back to protect it, we're saying, no, Asar. So the Gemara says, so now this halach on face value, everyone agrees with. According to Rabbi Yossi, that Akavya Ben Mahala would agree with this, because the idea is that a true tam, an animal that is hektish, you would not be able to take, because the concern would be if we allow him to use the hair that falls off, that he might come to not offer it up as a carbon. Because if we're talking about a Bechar that's a Tam, he would not offer it up, and he'll delay doing it. So we say that in all cases, that if it's a Tam, In all cases, if it's a Tam, that you would not be able to, according to everyone, you would not be able to take that fleece. So continue. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara infers from that brisa, time of the tam. So the reason we say that you can't do it is because it's a animal that doesn't have a mum. Ha balmum shari. But the implication would be that if it's a balmum, that you're allowed to use the fleece. So what do we see? Afal pi shelo hitiro mumcha. Even though it doesn't say, in other words, the implication is that as long as it's a balmum, you can use the fleece. And presumably, even if there was no mumcha who said that this is a balmum and therefore permitted it at this time. So the implication of this brisa is that it does not require the sign off of the mumcha in order to be able to use that fleece. So the Gemara says, Tana kol hecha delo hetiro mumcha tam karile. So he says, no, that when it says tam, it's not talking about a truly unblemished animal, because that, everyone agrees, as we said before, that you cannot use the fleece from. But what is it saying? It is saying that it's calling it a tam, not because it's not blemished, it does have a mum, but because the mumcha hasn't come to see it yet. And so Rashi points out, so how would you read, it says that, so we're understanding it now, Atolish Semri Bukhar Tam, someone who plucks wool from a Bukhar Tam, meaning a one that has a mum, just hasn't been looked at by a chacham yet, it then says, Afal Pisha Nolud Bo Mum. So what does that mean? You're saying it already had a mum. So Rashi explains, Afal Pisha Nolud Bo Mum means, Afal Pisha Nira Acher Ken Lechacham Va'amra Mum Kavua, that when it says that it was born in it a mum, means that the chacham actually came and looked at it. So there's no problem, according to Reish Lakish, with this brisa, because we're saying that when it refers to Bechar Tam, it just means a Bechar that the chacham hasn't looked at it. Everyone agrees that's us, or once the chacham looks at it, it gets into the machlokas between Akavi ben Mahalal and the chachamim. Okay, so says the Gemara, three lines down on Chavav Amud Aleph. Lema Ketanai. Maybe this issue of Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish is saying, that no one is of the opinion, not Akavi ben Mahalal, not the chachamim, are of the opinion that you can use the wool if it was separated before the mumcha looked at the mum. He says, maybe not. Maybe it's a machlokas tanaim. So we're gonna have a brisa that's gonna represent multiple views, and we're gonna try and say that is a machlokas tanaim, that's what's at issue here. So we say as follows. This is the very brisa that we just finished quoting. We asked it as a kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish answered that said, no, when it says Bechar Tam, it means it means one that hasn't been analyzed by a chacham. But now we're going to see the longer braisa, and we're going to say perhaps there's a machlokas tanayim going on here in Reish Lakish's point. So we're going to say as follows: Hatolach samarim in buchar tam, that if someone separates wool from a buchar tam, which again face value means truly a buchar tam, or else it means a buchar that's a balmum that hasn't had it looked at yet. Afal pishenol balmum, even though it gets later gets a mum, which again according to Reish Lakish would mean that even though later the chacham looks at it, ushchato, and he shechted it, it's aser. So that's the statement we just had before. Continues there, bechar bal mum shetalash mimenu. So if we're no longer talking about a tam, whatever a tam means, but if we're talking now about a bechar bal mum that you plucked from it, v'achar kach meis, and then it dies, akavi b'mahalo matir v'chachamim osrim. Akavi ben Mahal says it's mutter and the chachamim aser. So if you remember yesterday, we had two versions, the Mishnah brought two versions of the machokas between Akavi ben Mahal and the chachamim. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees that where the animal dies, the wool is not permitted. And they argue by when it's shechted, does the shechita make it such that you can use the wool that had come off before? That was Rabbi Yehuda's view. And Rabbi Yossi's view was no. They argue that everyone agrees where it's shechted, that it covers, in other words, as long as it came off the animal after it was declared a balmum, once it's shechted, you're allowed to use it, everyone agrees. And where do they argue? Where the animal died. That was what Rabbi Yossi's view. So really, on face value, this seems to be Rabbi Yossi's view. They argue by dead, in other words, it's saying, by a bechar tam, which means that it hadn't been looked at least the way Reish Lakish understands, it hadn't been looked at by a chacham, everyone says it's aser. And when do they argue? They argue where it's dead. So presumably, where the animal died, not where it was shechted. So presumably, it also means that where he shechted it, that they would all agree that it's mutter. So that seems to be the view of Rabbi Yossi, although we'll see in a minute, it's not so simple. So that's the first part of the braisa. Continues with this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, six lines down, loy bazeh hiter akavi b'mahalal. This is not the case where Akavi ben Mahalal is materit. This is not where Akavi ben Mahalal and the Chachamim argue. Ela b'sar b'char bal mum shenashar v'henichu b'chalon v'achar kach shachto b'zeh Akavi ben Mahalal mater v'chacham mosim. He says, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, just like he said in the Mishnah yesterday, that when do they argue? They don't argue where it died, because where it died, everyone agrees that you cannot use the tzemer. But rather, they argue where you shechted it. So this is the same, Rabbi Yehuda's consistent. This was what we said in the Mishnah yesterday. But here's where we get into something interesting. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Moda abo chalafta bazeh shehu mutter. He says, no, in that case, in the case where you, where the fleece came off, and then the animal was shechted, he said, so his father, chalafta, because we know Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, so that he's saying his father was one of the Chachamim, Rashi explains, who argued, he says, Sheshmoy Chalafta, his name was Chalafta, Shehu min HaChachamim, HaChochin al HaKavya. He was one of these Chachamim. So he's saying, so Rabbi Yossi says, my father, Chalafta, was admitted in this case that it's mutter, meaning in the case where the animal was shechted. Aval b'yichud amru chachamim yanichenu b'chalon shema yesh tikva. So he says as follows. Aval, Rashi says, is be'emes, in truth. B'yichud means be'boror, with certainty. And Rashi brings from the Gemara about how we know that those words mean that. But he says, Rabbi Yossi says, where you shechted the animal, my father, who argued with Akavya b'mahalo, agreed that it's mutter. So surely, truly and surely, Amru Chacham, the Chacham said, Yanichenu b'chalon, you could put it away in the window, in some kind of compartment, whatever it is. Shema yesh tikva. Maybe there's hope. And continues Rabbi Yossi, what's the hope? Shachatu, if they shecht it, they're called mutter. Everyone says it's mutter. Mace, if it dies, Akavi ben Mahal, mater v'chacham mosim. That Akavi ben Mahal says it's mutter, and the Chacham aser it. So now, notice that language of Shema yesh tikva. Maybe there's hope, but we'll get back to that in a minute. So on the surface, what do we have? We have the Tanakama who seem to be saying they argue by mace, and presumably they agree by shechita that it's matir their tzemer. We have the middle case of Rabbi Yehuda where he says, no, they don't argue by mace. Everyone would hold it's usher in that case. They argue by where it's shechted. And Rabbi Yossi comes to say that his father Chalafta agreed, that the Chachamim agreed that where it's, that everyone agrees that where it's shechted, it's mutter, and they argue where it is dead. So the question is, it seems that the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi are saying the exact same thing, that they argue where it's dead, and they agree where it's shechted. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Hainu Tanakama. This is the Tanakama. Why? Because the implication of the Tanakama's view is that when it's a Bechor Tam that gets a Mum and you shecht it, that's when it's Aser. But if it would not be a Bechor Tam, meaning it would be a Baal Mum, and you would shecht it, then it would be Mutter. So you see that Shechita protects, and they argue only by Mace, and Rabbi Yossi says exactly that. So they seem to be saying exactly the same thing. So the Gemara says, so therefore, so all of this was setting us up. So isn't it that what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? There must be that they're arguing about what happens in a case where the mumcha has not yet been mater the animal to be shechted. The Tanakama suffer, the Tanakama holds hetiru mumcha in the lo lo. That the Tanakama says, when is it so that they argue by mace and agree by shechita? That's only if the mumcha has previously come and checked it out. But if he hasn't come and checked it out, it's not mutter. V'asa Rabbi Yossi l'meimer, and Rabbi Yossi comes to say, afagav de lo hetira mumcha, even though the mumcha has not come and said that it's mutter, that nonetheless, this would be the halacha. They agree by shechita, that where it's ultimately shechted, meaning that if the hair came off, then the mumcha came. Then it got shechted, everyone agrees it's mutter, and if it died, it would be the machlokas between Akavi ben Mahalal and the Chachamim. So just so we understand how would we know that? Because if you look at the Tanakama said, Atolish Tzemer Bechor Tam, that if you separated wool from the Bechor Tam, which Reish Lakish explained has to mean that it's an animal that has a mum that hasn't been checked yet by the chacham. So then we say afal pishanolu bo mum, even though later the chacham checks it out and says it's a mum ushchato, it's aser. In that case, it's aser. So it's saying, but in a different case where it already had the mum and the chacham has checked it out already, that would be mutter. So he's saying that would be a case where the chacham and came and saw it already. So there's a difference with, and there's the first case also, Hatolish Tamim Bukhar Tam, Reish Lakish is learning, that was a case where it had a mum. So if we're saying that, which is the case that it's mutter, that it's not a Bukhar Tam, is where the mum had already been checked out. So that would be Reish Lakish's view, that the Tanakama would be consistent with Reish Lakish, that if the mumcha hasn't come and looked at it, no one would say that it's mutter. And Rabbi Yossi, who seems to be saying the same as the Tanakama, his difference would be that he's not saying the same thing, because he's saying even where no mumcha came, if the order would be as follows. If the tzemer fell off, then the mumcha came, and they got a mum, the tzemer fell off, then the mumcha came and said it is a mum, so then if it's shechted, everyone says it's fine, and if it dies, it would be the machlokas between Akavi ben Mahalal and the Chachamim. So all of this was to say that the Gemara was trying to say that maybe it's a machlokas tanai. Maybe not everyone agrees with Reish Lakish that if the wool falls off before the mumcha comes and says it's a bal mum, that Reish Lakish says everyone agrees that that's aser, and we're saying no. Maybe Rabbi Yossi says that even in that case, if you shecht it, it's okay, and if it dies, it's a machlokas. So the Gemara says Amarava lo. No, you can't prove from that brisa. In other words, you were trying to say that Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama are saying the same thing. So the difference between them must be whether the mumcha had come yet or not. Rav is going to explain. I could explain to you that what the brisa means without saying that they're exactly the same, and therefore that would not be the necessary distinction between them. So Rav explains as follows. The Kuli Alma, everyone agrees with Reish Lakish. I hetiru mumcha in ilo lo. So he's saying that everyone agrees that if the mumcha has not yet come and the hair falls off before the mumcha comes, everyone's going to say that that's aser. So if so, what's going on in the braisa? We have the Tanakama of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. He says v'shalosh machlokas bedavar. There's actually three different views, and the Tanakama of Yossi are saying two different things. The Tanakama savar pligi b'meis v'hu adin l'shachto. So he says as follows, that really we assumed. Basically, the Tanakama said as follows, that if it's a Bechar Tam, right, that it fell off a Bechar Tam, then it's Aser. So we said, but if it would have been already a Baal Mum, it would be Mutter, right? So therefore he's saying that that as long as it's only when the Chacham hasn't looked at it that it's Aser, but once the Chacham has looked at it, it's Mutter, and they argue by Mace. So we assumed if they argue by Mace, it must mean that they all agree where you shechted it, that that would be Mutter. He says, no. He would say that according to the Tanakama says, just like they argue by Mace that a Kavya b'Mahal says it's Mutter and the Chacham say it's Aser, so too they argue by where it was shechted that the Kavya b'Mahal says Mutter and the Chacham say it's Aser. So then the question is, well, why did he say the case of Mace? He says, V'hai de kamifugi b'Mace lo diacha kocha da Kavya. So he's saying the fact that he chose to present it as them arguing in Mace was to tell you that Akavya ben Mahalal is moderate so much that even in a case where it dies, if the hair fell off and then subsequently it dies, it's mater the hair. Okay, and we're gonna see in a minute. But so the idea there would be that the reason it says the that it wanted to tell you the koach of Akavya is because Akavya is the one who is more makel. Because Akavya is saying, even if the hair falls off, even when it dies, it becomes mutter. And we know that koach de tera adif, that we'd rather show something that's a heter. Rashi in Beya on Amun Beis, Beis Amun Beis, says, so he says that the reason is that koach de tera adif is shu saimech al shmuaso ve'ene yare leimer mutter, something along those lines, is the idea that it's a lot easier to say something's aser. You don't have to know that much to say something's aser. But to say something's mutter, you have to really be someone who knows what you're talking about. So in throughout Shas, we have this idea that there's a preference to highlight the view of the person who's matir because he's more, he's taking a bigger gamble and presumably he's more familiar with the sugya. So we're saying that according to the Tanakama, actually, that Akavya ben Mahal and the Chacham argue both in the case where it's shechted and in the case where it dies. That in both shechted and dead, Akavya ben Mahal says mutter, and both shechted and dead, the Chacham say it's aser. So that's view number one, the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Sava and Rabbi Yehuda says, b'meis d'v'yakol aser. Rabbi Yehuda has been consistent in the mission of the Brisa. He says, everyone agrees that it's aser where the animal just dies. Ki pligi b'shachetu. Where do they argue if the hair fell off and then it got shechted? Does the shechting now permit the hair to be used? V'aser Rav Yossi l'meimer. Rav Yossi comes to say b'shachetu divrei kol mutter. And this is Rav Yossi we had in the Mishnah yesterday that where it's shechted, everyone akavi b'mahal on the chacham hold its mutter. Ki pligi. When do they argue b'meis with where it's meis? So now we tried this. All of this was to try and say that that maybe Reish Lakish's point that everyone agrees that if it falls off before the mumche looks at it, that everyone agrees that is aser, and only if it's the mumche has already come, it's gotten into machlokas. So we asked the kasha on Reish Lakish. We answered the kasha. Then we said maybe it's machlokas tanayim because otherwise, what's the difference between the Tanakam and Reb Yossi? And we said no. We have a three-way machlokas. That's the difference between Tanakam and Reb Yossi. You have no proof that anyone disagrees with Reish Lakish's halacha. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Reb Nachman halacha k'Reb Yehuda. By the way, sorry, this is very technical. We'll get past it soon. Amar Reb Nachman halacha k'Reb Yehuda. The halacha is like Reb Yehuda. Hayol utnam bevechirta kavase. Because we learned bechirta is a reference to Maseches Edyas. So Edyas is the various things that Chacham got together. Nimnu v'gamru. They decided on certain things. So it's considered... It was like they got together and really concluded things. So that's considered the chosen mesechta, so to speak. So it says because you see that that there was something similar to our mission that was debated and concluded in Maseches Edyas. This non because we learned in a mission in Edyas Sa'ar Bechor Balmum Shenasher V'Henichu B'Chalon V'Acher Kach Shachato. It says that if you have the hair of a Balmum that fell off and you put it away. And then later the animal was shechted. Akavi ben Mahal mater, v'chachamim osrim. Akavi ben Mahal says it's mutter, and chacham says it's aser. So this seems to be the view of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says they argue by where the animal was shechted. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, masnisin nami deka. That our Mishnah itself tells you that Rabbi Yehuda is the right version of the Mishnah. I alluded to this yesterday when we learned the Mishnah, but now the Gemara is going to go through it in great detail. The Snan, because we learned in our Mishnah as follows. This is the last part of our Mishnah, which said, Tzemer hamenduldu bebechar, that if, and this it said not in anyone's name, it was said Stam, that if you have wool that is hanging off of the Bechar, so we said, Eshenira, Imagiza Mutter, Veshenira, Imagiza Us, I'm sorry, so the language is, Eshenira, Imagiza Mutter, Veshenira, Imagiza Usser, that which appears together with the wool is Mutter, and that which does not appear with it is Usser, meaning if it's a little more removed. We're gonna see at the end of the Gemara, at the end of the Perek on Amud Beis, exactly what it means to be removed, but the idea is that if you have the hair that's hanging off, if it looks like it's mixed in with the other wool, it's okay. And if it looks like it's separated from the other wool, it's not okay. So now the Gemara says mani. So exactly, in other words, so we had a machlokas. We had a machlokas about what the machlokas was. Rabbi Yehuda said, Akavim and Mahal and the Chama argue by shchita. Rabbi Yossi said they argue by mace. And then we have a standalone statement. So we're trying to figure out, who is it? Is it Rabbi Yossi or is it Rabbi Yehuda? And is it going according to the Chamim, according to Akavya ben Mahalal? We're going to walk through all the options here. Mani. So who is this statement at the end of the Mishnah going like? Ilema Rabbi Yossi, if you're going to say that it's Rabbi Yossi. So let's analyze whether it could be Rabbi Yossi. Ubamai. In what case are you talking about? So he says, if we're talking about a case where the animal was ultimately shechted, and we're saying that which appears together with the wool is okay, and that which appears separate is not okay, he says, hold on a second. So according to Rabbi Yossi, in a case where it's shechted, that's the case where Rabbi Yossi tells you that everyone agrees, because Rabbi Yossi holds they don't argue by shechted, they only argue by mace. So then, Bein Akavya, Bein Rabbanon, Idividi Mishashari, that everyone should hold that it's mutter, because if what we're saying is that even when that Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, no one argues by Shechita, and we're talking about a case where he put it bechalon, he put it away, totally separate from the animal, and Rabbi Yossi says they both hold its mutter. So obviously, they're not going to distinguish between whether the hair that's hanging off is in the wool or hanging off the wool. If even when it's next door, it's okay, then clearly it's going to be okay whether it's hanging off or not hanging off. So it can't be Rabbi Yossi in the case of Shechted. So we say, okay, Val of a mace. So maybe it's Rabbi Yossi and the case is where the animal has died. So before we get to the Gemara, let's just remember, what did he say in that case? He said in that case, it's the Machlok, it's the Kavib and Mahalo, and the Rabbanon. So let's see what happens. V'i Rabbanon, so if we're going to say that it's Rabbi Yossi, and we're talking about a case of mace, then it's the Rabbanon. So what the Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon hold, then in that case, it's Asr. So the Gemara says, Idi Meser Asri. So he said, either one should hold its usher. So now, in order to understand this, we need to explain a little bit something about the case of mace versus shechita. The idea is that when you shecht the animal, the wool becomes mutter, right? And so the question is, does it protect wool that came off earlier? When we talk about mace, on the other hand, think about what happens with mace. If you have a bechar that dies, right? So it didn't become a bam when we get shechted. So now, what do you have to do? You have to bury the bechar. So therefore, hair that is on the bechar gets buried with the bechar. So now the question is, what happens if you have detached hair? So we're saying as follows, that if we're talking about a mace, and it's going like the Rabbanon, so then whether it's hanging off or it's connected to it, we're going to say that it's usher. It doesn't matter because in that case they hold that it is for sure usher. And the what we're going to say is as follows, that the if it's, hold on one second, we're saying, I'll explain in a minute because I'm sorry, I'm just jumping ahead here. But so we're going to say either case that's usher. V'i akavya. So he says, according to the Chachamim, that we're gonna say it's usher, because that which is attached to it, Rashi says, the oso shemuchuber botong kvura, that which is attached to the animal needs kvura ledivrei akol, v'atolosh mimenu, that which is separated from it, rabbanan asri le afilu munach b'chalon, the rabbanan say that even if it is separated by that it's sitting in a compartment next door, that's usser, right? So then for sure, if what's next door is usser, then what's attached to it, what's hanging out of the fleece, whether it's hidden in the fleece or hanging out a little bit, it's for sure going to be usser, because that's even closer to being attached to the animal. And we know that the hair that's actually attached to the animal has to be buried. So he's saying that if we're talking about mace and we're going in the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan asser the hair when it's next door in a compartment or in a chalon, then they're going to surely asser it where it's close to the behemoth, because then it's more like what needs to be buried. Via kavya, and if it's a kavya, so you're going to say, okay, maybe we're talking about Reb Yossi, we're talking about a mace, and a kavya says it's mutter. So the Gemara says, but if a kavya holds its mutter, then if chomi boile, it should say the opposite of what the Mishnah say. What should it say? Nira imagiza, if it appears together with the wool, meaning that it's like, it's not hanging off so much, it looks like it's part of the wool, in that case it should be usher. Why? Because it's closer to what needs to be buried. And it would say the misa ka'asrile, because when it dies, it becomes just like the hair that's actually still attached, because you need to, because it needs to be buried. So therefore, that which is like inside the wool, even though it's disconnected, that should be usser. Eino nira magiza mutter. But that which looks like it's hanging off of the fleece, so it already looks like it's removed, demei kara talish. So he says, because that was already separated. So the point being as follows, that if we're talking, in other words, we're going through, we figured out that according to Reb Yossi, it can't be talking about Shechted, because everyone would say it's Mutter no matter what. If it's the Rabbanan, they would say if it's Usser next door, it's surely going to be Usser if it's anywhere near the animal. And a Kavya who says it's Mutter if it's next door. So if so, what he should be saying is that which is hidden in the fleece is usser, and that which is separated from the fleece is mutter. But in fact, what the Mishnah says is the opposite. It said that which is hidden in the fleece is mutter, and that which is not hidden in the fleece, which is separated, is usser. So it can't be Reb Yossi under any Reb Yossi's definition, either according to Akavya ben Mahalo or the Chachamim. So continue to try and understand which is the last clause in the Mishnah. El Pshita Reb Yehuda. So it must be talking about Reb Yehuda, not Reb Yossi. Ubemai. So which case of Reb Yehuda are we talking about? Ilema b'meis. If you're telling me that it's a mace, bein la kavya, bein la rabbanon, idividi meisar asri. Because we're saying as follows, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that both a kavya ben mahala and the rabbanon agree that if it's next door and it came off a mace, it's usser. So we're going to say that if that's true, if it's usser when it's in the chalon next door, then if it's, whether it's hidden in the wool or hanging off the wool, it's much closer to the mace, and therefore it should be buried like the rest of the hair. So it can't be that case. So we say el olav. So now we've narrowed it down. We're talking about shechita according to Reb Yehuda. So we say v'i akavya, and if it's a kavya who says that it's mutter when it's next door, meaning it's sufficiently removed, so he says idividi mishoshari. So he says, then I would say that whether it's hanging off a little bit or it's buried in there, it's mutter. Because if he holds that something that was separated and is next door, because remember, what's happening in the case of shechita is all of the hair of the animal is becoming mutter. Because when you shech the animal, the hair becomes mutter. We talked about this yesterday. So therefore, if we're saying, according to them, if the hair next door that's in a chalon is mutter, so then for sure the hair that's up against the animal itself, all of whose other hair becomes mutter, so then the hairs that were disconnected previously but that are still touching it, those for sure should for sure be mutter, right? So el alav, so when it says that there's a difference between whether it's hanging off or not, it must be talking el alav rabbanon hi. It must be talking about the rabbanon, and it's going, so it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion according to the rabbanon, ushmamina b'shachato pligi shmamina. So therefore, what we're saying is as follows, that when the Mishnah at the end says there's a difference whether it hangs off or not, it must be talking about a case of shechita, and it must be talking in the case of the Rabbanon. It must be talking a case of the Rabbanon, who basically the Rabbanon say by shechita it's usser when it's in a chalon. So they're coming up with a novel thing that the Mishnah is adding. But according to the Chachamim, in the view of Rabbi Yehuda, even though they said when you put the hairs that fell off in the chalon, the Chachamim say it's usser, But if it's because it's not so close to the hairs that become mutter once you do shechita, but if the hair is basically buried in the fleece, that's close enough to being part of the animal, and just like the hair of the animals are going to become mutter, this will also become mutter. So what we're saying is that the seifa of the Mishnah is coming to add a new halacha. Basically, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, about whether they argue by shechita or by mace. So we've analyzed that. Then the Mishnah comes to tell you, in the case of shechita, according to Rabbi Yehuda and in the view of the Rabbanan, even though the Rabbanan say it's aser in where it's in a chalon, in this case where it's hanging off, they're going to say it's mutter. So from the fact that the Mishnah ends with a stam halacha that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda's view of the Chachamim, that they argue by shechita, so we see again that Rabbi Yehuda's view is the right one. So we had someone who paskined. Rav Nachman said halacha Rabbi Yehuda, since we learned it that way in Edyas, and then we're saying on top of that, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says our Mishnah, by having a stam Mishnah at the end that's addressing specifically the viewpoint of Rabbi Yehuda, is telling us that Rabbi Yehuda is the right explanation of what's the machlokas between the Kavya ben Mahalal and the Chachamim. Okay, so now, ask the Gemara. Bari Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai asked the following question. Atolash tzemer me'ola tamima mahu. So the question is that if you're going to separate tzemer from an ola tamima. So now we're talking about an actual unblemished animal that's standing to be used for an ola. So now, we know that you have an animal. Now the Gemara is going to explain why I might think that if, on earth, we've always treated it as a given that if you have a tam, right, that for sure it's going to be usher to even the hairs that fall off. Rashi said yesterday two reasons. One is because and references it again today. One is because we're worried that if we let you take the hair of a bechor tam, now we're talking about an ola, but of an animal that's a tam, that you're going to delay shechting the carbon bechor. And also, Rashi said that there's, at the time it's a tam, there's nothing that permits, there's no concept of permitting anything to you. So even though the hair fell off by itself, it would be usher because there's no concept of permitting it. That we dealt with yesterday, Rashi references it again today. So you would think, for sure, an ola tamima is just like that. There's no tzad to be matarit. But yet the Gemara is asking the question. So the Gemara asks, what's the halacha in that case? So before we get to understand this, the Gemara says, Tolesh mi'ikaman deshari. So hold on a second. You're talking about someone who went ahead and plucked a hair off of an ola tamima? That doesn't make any sense. This is a carbon. It's kachim. That's, you know, to take something off of a kachim, that's mi'ila. You're not allowed to do it. Well, mi'ila would be by accident. But in order to, clearly you can't take a hair off of kachim. So the Gemara says, So we're saying, you're right. You can't be that we're talking about where he intentionally pulled it off. It's where it fell off by itself. So the question is, you have an ola. So now we learned this already by Bechor, and we said it's aser. So why should it be any different by ola? So we're going to see as follows. Because I'm going to tell you as follows, that by a chatas and asham, there's no question that if a hair falls off, you're allowed, once it's later deemed to be a balmum, or according to Tosfos, that's actually offered in the Beis HaMikdash, but according to Rashi, it's deemed to be a bal mum, it's redeemed and shechted. For sure, later, you're going to be able to eat, you're going to be able to use the hair of a chatas and asham. Why? That's a surprising thing. The kivan del chapara asu lomashiluhu. Because what was the whole reason we said that when you have a bechor, that you have a tam, we don't let you take the hair that has fallen off when it later becomes mutter, is because we're worried that you're going to delay bringing the carbon bechor, where we dealt with the bechor. But by chatas and asham, we're not worried. Why? We've encountered this idea before, is that someone wants to bring a chatas or asham as soon as they can. Because they did an Aveira and they want the Kapara, so therefore they're gonna bring it immediately. So as counterintuitive as it might be based on what we've been learning till now, we're gonna say Chatas and Asham, if it falls off by itself, that when it later gets shechted or offered, you're allowed to use it because there's no concern that the Chachamim wanted to say that you're gonna come to delay. Conversely, the opposite case, the Bechor and Maiser Nami. And the Bechor and Maiser are also clear. the kivan de lav lekapara asu mashiluhu. That's the case we've been dealing with up until now. If you have a bechor tam, we're not going to let you use the hair that falls off by itself, even when it later gets shechted. Why? Because otherwise you might come to not bring the bechor tam, because because you're going to try and get the hair, and also it has the added benefit that you wouldn't even, that you'd be able to keep it, you wouldn't have to give it, that it would be usable. So therefore, that chatas and ashim, clearly you can use the hair that falls off. The Bukhar and Meiser, clearly you cannot use the hair that falls off because you're going to delay. Kiti Bailach, when is it a question? The Ola, my. What's Alacha by an Ola? Do we say, Kivan, Amabeth, Kivan the Iker Lavla Kapara Asi, that since Ola, by and large, is something you bring when you want to please the Rabbanu Shalom, it's a Nadava, that it's not generally coming for Kapara, so therefore it's going to be like a Bukhar and Meiser, that we're afraid you're going to delay bringing it, and therefore we're not going to let you use the hair that falls off. Or maybe because an ola does work if someone failed to do a positive commandment, then an ola works. Now the way this works is that be'etzem the halacha is as Rashi brings in Yuma that it's mechaperes hal aseh. And really, vidoy alone is sufficient. When you do tshuva, that's enough for mitzvah saseh. But if you want, it's a good thing to bring a carbon ola. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Zayin discusses this and says it's like if a king, gives someone, lets him off the hook, and he pardoned him, so he's pardoned. But the next time you see the king, you bring him a gift, because you appreciate it. So too. You do tshuva, the Rabban Shalom forgives you for, failure to do a mitzvah saseh, but it's nice to bring a carbon ola. So therefore, do we say that since it has an element of kapara going on it, he's not going to delay, or do we say that since it's not really, he's not mechuyev to bring it to get kapara, that he's going to come to delay? So it says the Gemara Tashma, bring our brisa that we're bringing, getting a lot of use out of this brisa. Tolish tzemer mibuchar tam. If someone separates wool from a buchar tam, afal pishanolud bo mum, even though, and we said that this is talking according to Reish Lakish, that, we're saying that if you separate wool from a buchar tam, even though it later gets a mum, shachatu aser, that you shachted its aser. Taima de tolish. So what we're focusing on now is a different aspect of this statement that we haven't focused on before, which says, why is it usur, when you separate a hair from a bechor tam, is because you affirmatively plucked it. Hanitlash, but it's implying, so that case it's usur. Hanitlash, but if it would have fallen off on its own, shari, it would be permitted. So that seems to tell you that if by a bechor, when it falls off by itself, but when it falls off by itself, it's mutter, and a bechor has no element of kapara, the koshekein ola de lo mashila. Then for sure an ola, which has some element of kapara, he's not going to delay. So therefore that seems to be supporting the idea that if hair falls off of a ola tamima, that you would be able to use it later when it's shechted, so when it's redeemed and shechted. So the Gemara says, no. Hu adin afilu nitlosh nami aser. He says, actually, even though it says that if you pluck it, it's usur, and we were implying, but if it fell off by itself, it would be mutter, he's saying, no, even if it fell off by itself, it would be usur. So then, why did it use the language of tolish? It sort of said nitlash, it's something nusher, something that fell off. So the Gemara says, v'hayde katani tolish, lo diacha kochada kavya, de babal mum, afilu betolish namishari. So he's saying because the second part of the brisa, remember this brisa we've dealt with multiple times, the second part of the brisa brought the view that a kavya b'mahalal is materit. So it's coming to tell you that the reason he used the language of tolesh in the brisa, in the resha, was not because you should imply that if it fell off by itself it's mutter, but the only reason it did is to have symmetry with the second case where it needed to tell you tolesh, because it was coming to tell you a chiddush that a kavya b'mahalal says that it's mutter even if you affirmatively plucked it, that later when it gets shechted, the shechita protects it and becomes mutter. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you're telling me that a kavya b'mahalal says it's halacha even where it was plucked and not just where it fell off, the ha'anan nashar tanan, but in our Mishnah where we brought a kavya b'mahalal, we brought a case of nashar. So if you're saying a kavya b'mahalal holds that it's even if it's plucked, and not just if it fell off, it should have said, tolesh. So the Gemara says, Tana Nesher lo diacha kocha drabanan. Tana Tolesh Ladiach HaKocha Dakavyar. So you say, okay, we decided to split the thing. So the Mishnah is going to say Nusher, where it fell off by itself, to teach you the Chiddush of the Rabbanon, that even where it fell off by itself, they're going to Aser it. And the Brisa used the language of Tolesh to tell you the Chiddush that Akavya ben Mahalo holds, that Shechita protects so much that even if you had affirmatively plucked it, that we would say it is mutter. So what we're coming out is that there's nothing to be gleaned here about Ola, because the inference you wanted to make that HaTolesh, that that's the case, it's Usser, but that Nusher, if it fell off by itself, would be mutter, is saying no, that really it's whether it just used Tolesh, not so that you should imply Nesher is differently, but just to have symmetry with the case of Akavi ben Mahalo. Okay, Semer Hamadoldo, if you had this piece of wool that was hanging off of the animal, Hechidami ain't a near magiza. We said that if it looks like it's part of the wool, it's mutter. If it doesn't look like it's part of the wool, it's aser. So what does that mean if it doesn't look like it's part of the wool? Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rishlakish, Rebbe Lazar said the name of Rishlakish, Kosha Ikaro Hafuch Klape Rosho. So he's saying as follows, that the hair got disconnected, and what happened? It bent over, and both the root and the tip of the hair are facing out. So obviously that looks, it's evident that it's disconnected. So we're saying that's what it means when it says it's not seen with the Giza. Rav Nathan Bar Yishai says, Kol She'enu Mismayech Im HaGiza. Anything that's not pushed down, that's not flat, that's not on the same surface as the Giza, that's going to be Asar. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish my time alarm, Rav Nathan Bar Yishai. So wait a second. Reish Lakish took... Reish Lakish took a much more restrictive view and says that in order to be usher, it has to be literally where both heads are hanging out. Why didn't he just say, if it's sticking out from the surface of the wall, it's usher? I'm Rabbi Lai, because Reish Lakish holds, you can't tell me that any time some hair is hanging out from the flat surface, that that's going to be usher, because if so, you'll never be able to use giza of any animal, because any animal always has some hairs that are sticking out, and if you're going to shear it, they're going to be all mixed in. So he's saying, rather, when is it usher if it's hanging off, is only if both root and tip are sticking out. So he didn't want to say the more expansive version, that anything that's above the surface, because that would be true in every case, and therefore he came out that which case is it usher is only if both tip and root are hanging out. Okay, so now this gets a little bit easier, and we'll try and go fast here. So the idea that the mission is saying, Adkami Yisrael Chayavim Litap Ol B'Bechor. The idea is that if someone has a Bechor, and the Bechor is born, you can't just give it to the Kohen on day one. The idea being, because an animal, you can't do anything with it on day one. So therefore, if it's not appropriate that you should give it to the Kohen and make him work with it, so rather, you know, the Kohen always gets the good end of the deal. So you have to work with it, and then you give it to the Kohen. So when it's a pain, it's yours, and then when it's something desirable, then it goes to the Kohen. So that the question is, how soon can you give it to the Kohen? So we say as follows. Bidaka, when we're talking about a small animal like a sheep or goat, shloshim yom, 30 days. Ubegasa, if we're talking about cattle, chamishim yom, 50 days. Rav Yossi says bidaka shloshim chadashim. Rav Yossi says actually a daka, behema daka, a sheep or a goat, you have to keep longer. You have to keep it for 3 months. We'll see in the Gemara why. So now something else. Amar lo koin besochas man teneuli. Let's say the coin comes to you and says, I know that you're supposed to wait 30 or 50 days because you're doing the hard work, but it's okay, give it to me anyway. You should not give it to him. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara says, but let's say the animal is a baal mum, which means that if the Kohen wants, he could eat it right now because of baal mum. A baal mum, we know the Kohen can just eat. And he says, give it to me so that I should eat it. Mutter, because then it's fine, because the whole reason we didn't want to give it to him is because we don't want to make the Kohen do the work. But if there's no work to be done because he told us that he's going to eat the Bechor Baal Mum, so then we can give it to him right away. U'b'shas HaMikdash, and if it's the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Im HaYatamim, if it had no mum, Amar Lo Tein V'Akrenu Mutter. So then also, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, even if it did not have a mum, if the Kohen said, give it to me, because I'm going to offer it up on the Mizbeach, you can. So as long as it's after 8 days, he can bring it up in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we give it to him before 30 or 50 days. Okay? Says the Mishnah, Bechor Nechol Shana B'Shana, that the Bechor, that you have, basically you have to take care of the Bechor within the first year. Bein tam, bein bal mum, whether it's a tam or a bal mum, shen namar, because the Pasuk says, l'fnei Hashem l'kecha t'chlenu shana b'shana, that you should eat it in front of Hashem every year. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the limud is. Nolid lo mum b'soch shnaso, let's say you got a mum during its first year, rashoy l'kaima kol shnei masar chodesh, you could keep it for the till the end of the 12-month period. And again, the Mepharshim discuss exactly when that takes to. That says, continues in Misra, la'achar shnaso ein rashoy l'kaima ela ad shloshim yom. But after 12 months, you can't keep it except for 30 days. And again, the Gemara is going to address what exactly that means. So a lot of these things, you need the Gemara for. Okay, says the Gemara, Mina Nimili, how do we have this idea that you have to keep a Hema Daka 30 days and a Hema Gasa 50 days? Amar Rav Kana, Damar Krah, because the Pasuk says, B'char b'necha titen li, kein tasa l'tzonecha. So, and b'leyascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher, kein tasa l'shorecha. So the Gemara, this is quoting psukim that don't exist. So what's going on here? There's two psukim that we have as follows. That the pasuk says, Meleacha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. So it says, Meleacha is bikurim, dimacha is truma. So we say that you should not delay offering it. That's one halacha in the pasuk. The next halacha is, Bukhar b'necha titen li. You have pidyon haben, that you have to give a human bukhar to the kohen. Right? And then the next pasuk, I think it's the next pasuk, says, I'm sorry, v'chein tasa l'shorecha, v'chein tasa l'tzonecha. So the order you have is as follows. Bikurim, pidyon haben, shor tzon. Right? So what we're saying is as follows. Bechor b'necha titen l'chein tasa l'tzonecha. That the bechor, that Bechor Banecha, which comes later, Kein Tasa L'Tzonecha, goes with Tzon, which is later. So the second case in the first Pasuk is connected to the second animal reference in the second Pasuk. Meleascha V'Dimacha Lo Sa'acher, so the Bikurim is the first thing, Kein Tasa L'Shorecha is connected to the first thing in the Pasuk that says L'Shorecha. So therefore, what's it telling you? That Bikurim is attached to a Shor. Bikurim has 50-day waiting period. Why? Rashi explains, because fruits become ripe on Pesach, and you can't offer it till the carbon of Shavuos has been brought. So therefore, you see, there's 50 days for Bikurim. So Bikurim is attached to Shor because those were the first in each of their respective psukim, and Tzon is attached to Pidyon Haben. So Pidyon Haben is after 30 days. So Tzon is 30 days. So the Gemara says, Epochana. He says, how do you know? Why are you connecting? But he says, why are you connecting Shor to Bikurim and Tzon to Bechor? He says, Mistaber demikedem lemikedem, demachadem demacher. That the one that came earlier, meaning Bikurim, is attached to the one that came earlier, meaning Shor, and the one that came later, which is Pidyon Haben, is attached to the Tzon. So the Gemara says, who said that it goes 1, 1, 2, 2? Adarabba, the Samachle. Why not say that the number 2 of the first pasuk gets attached to number 1 of the second pasuk? In which case, Pidyon Haben would be attached to Shor, and you would say Shor should be 50 days, I'm sorry, that Shor should be 30 days, and because Bechor, Pidyon Haben is 30 days is attached to Shor, and that Bikurim would be attached to Tzon, which is saying that you do Tzon for 50 days. So you're right. So we can't learn because it's not clear whether you do a 1-1-2-2 or 2-1 because they're next to each other. So Gemara says, Elam Rava, Rava says, Amakra Tase Hosef L'cha Akasav Asiyah Acheres B'Sharcha. So we're saying as follows, that actually what we're going to do is we're going to say number 2, which is Pidyon Haben, is going to be attached to both Shor and Tzon. Right? So then you should say, okay, fine, then both Shor and Tzon should be 30 days. But we're saying as follows, that the Pasuk says, Chein v'chein tasa l'shorecha, v'chein tasa l'tzonecha. So why didn't you say the word tasa? Why couldn't it say v'chein l'shorecha l'tzonecha? So it adds the word tasa in front of Shor. So it's telling you that Shor, really both of them are 30 days because it's attached to Pidyon Haben. But Shor gets an extra measure of tasa, so therefore it gets up to 50 days. The Gemara says, Ve'imashitzin. So that, well, if you're telling me it gets an extra measure, so take another measure. You had 30 days, give it another 30 days, make it 60 days. The Gemara says, that the Pasuk, Rashi explains, the Pasuk didn't clarify what measure it was, so they leave it up to Chachamim. Chachamim can decide. Don't have time now to tell you why it should be 50, but the Mefarshim discussed that. Okay, so that's how we know. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned as follows, also in a Braisa, similar thing. Bechor Benecha Titein Li, Kein Tassel Tzonecha. That you connect Pidin HaBen to Tzon, so that is 30 days. Yachol afla sharcha. So you would say, okay, so, Pidin HaBen is also connected to shar. He says, no, because Talmud Lomar ta'sa, that it says that you should do an extra measure, hosef l'cha akasav asiyah cheres b'sharecha, that when you're talking about the shar, there's another measure of time attached to it. Lo masr cha akasav ala chachamim, and the Torah gave it over to the chachamim to decide how many days that is. Mikan amru, therefore they said, ad kama yisro chayevim li tabo b'bechar, that how long does yisro need to hold on to the b'char, b'behema dakar shloshim yom, that for a small animal, 30 days, begasa, like a shar, chamishim yom, 50 days. Rabbi Yossi said, b'dakar shloshim chadashim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He doesn't like this whole limud from the Pasuk. He says, basically, Chazal gets to decide when is the right time that you're doing the Kohen a favor and that you're not giving him something that he needs to work with. So why should a daka go an extra, daka be more than a shar? So it's because you have to work with it a lot. What does that mean? Tanu mipnei shinaha dakos. Because its teeth are thin. Meaning, the Rashi explains that it can't eat vegetation, it can't eat asev till it's 3 months old, so it needs to be nursed by some kind of animal. So if you're gonna give this, tzon to the kohen, he's gonna have to go find some animal to nurse it. So you're making him work. Okay. So we said the halacha is as follows, that if the kohen comes to you, we say that it's not nice to give the kohen the animal when he has to work it. And the Mishnah says, but if he comes to you and says, give it to me anyway, you still can't give it to him. So you say, why not? If the Kohen wants to do the work, what do I care? In other words, he's asking for it. So it's not a lack of covet. So my time, what's the reason? I'm Rav Sheshes says, it's like a Kohen who helps the guy out in the threshing house. And we'll see in a minute what that's talking about. Tanur Rabbanan, what is that talking about? Hakonim v'alavim v'aniyim ha-misayim v'beis ha-royim v'beis ha-granos v'beis ha-mitvachayim ein nosel lehem truma ma'iser b'scharon. So he says as follows, that let's say that you have a Kohen or a Levi or an Ani who comes to help you in the Beis HaRoim. This is talking about a Kohen who comes because he wants to be with the shepherd so that when he gets a Bechor born, he's going to give it to the Kohen. With the Beis HaGranos, this is Rashi says is all of them because they want their Truma, they want the Meiser, so they help the guy out doing his threshing because they're hoping then he's going to give me my Truma or the Meiser. This is a Kohen or a Levi. Or an Ani for a Meiser Ani. Ube Beis HaMitvachayim, that when he shechs the animal, the Kohen comes to help him because the Kohen wants him to give him the Zerai L'chaim V'keva. Because again, the Yisrael can pick any coin, so this coin wants him to pick him. So the idea is that we don't give them the Truma Meiser in their schar because that looks distasteful. It's like the coin is working for the right to do it. So therefore, even if he says, give it to me before it's ready, we don't let him give it to him. V'im Osin Kena, if you go ahead and do this and you let them, you give it to the guy who worked with you in the Beis HaGranos, or you're the Kohen who came to work there, Chilulu, that you're being Mechalel, the Trumas and Meisers, of the Rabbanu Shalom, Valeh Makas of Omer, and on this, the Pasuk says, Shichatem Bris HaLevi, that you're destroying the Bris of the Levi, the Pasuk of Malachi, Va'omer, and furthermore, Ves Kachem B'nei Sola, Sechalel of Losamusu, the Pasuk says that you shouldn't be Mechalel, the Kachem of B'nei Israel, and that you shouldn't die through that. My Va'omer, what's it adding with the second pasuk, v'chitema misolo, that if you're going to tell me that it's bad, but it's not so bad that you're getting killed, misa b'dei shemayim, tashma, come in here, v'eskacha b'nei so'lo sechala l'lo sumusu, that it's saying that it is so bad, that if you're going to be mechala, the kachim of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the chuma and meisters, that's cause for misa b'dei shemayim. Tosafos says, so he says it's karavhu lemisa, lavon misa, but it's not literally misa. But in any event, ubikshu chachamim lekonson v'lios mafrishan leim truma mishalim. So the Braisa continues and is explaining that if a kohen or a Levi comes and does this, or the guy gives it to them, that they wanted to make a knas and say, if you give it to the kohen who helped you in the Beis HaGranos, you have to give another truma. You have to give two trumas and meisters. So the Gemara says, so it says they wanted to, they thought about it, they wanted to. Why didn't they, in fact, can ask them to make him give a second truma, because Dilma Asad Afrushim in Apatra al-Achiv, that he said, because what's going to happen? That if you're going to tell him that the truma you gave, you have to give a second truma, he's going to think that the first truma was no good, Minatora. So therefore, what he separated from is still Tevel. If he thinks it's Tevel, he might have other produce. He's going to put it all together and say, what difference does it make? This is Tevel, that's Tevel. And he's going to take truma on the part that he had already actually taken truma on. And it was no longer really Tevel, because it's only the Chazal were knasing him. But they were worried, if you make him give a second truma, he's going to think it's all Tevel, and he's going to be mafresh truma from something that is no longer Tevel and something that is Tevel. He's saying, but in all of them, in these cases, that you can have Tovas Hana, meaning that it is up to the Yisrael who to give it to, and he could actually get paid for that right. Ketzad, Yisrael shehifresh truma mikirio, that if you have Yisrael who is mafresh truma from his pile, Umatz Yisrael Acher. So he was looking for a coin to give it to, and Yisrael came to him and said, he said, here, I'll give you money. You go choose my grandson the coin. Because obviously this is Yisrael. His daughter married a coin. His grandson is a coin. He says, give it to my grandson. That's mutter. But if a kohen comes to him and says, give it to this other kohen and I'll give you money, that you don't allow him to do, presumably because it looks similar to, Rashi says, because it looks similar to when he's working with you, and therefore he's like paying you for the right to the Truma Meiser, that even though here he's saying give it to someone else, it looks bad, and therefore that we don't allow him to do.